From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Judge Sonia Sotomayor has been confirmed as the 111th justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, the first Latina to do so and only the third woman to serve. President Obama says he is filled with pride.
With this historic vote, the Senate has affirmed that Judge Sotomayor has the intellect, the temperament, the history, the integrity, and the independence of mind to ably serve on our nation's highest court.
The Senate vote was 68-31. As expected, a large number of Republicans were opposed. Sotomayor replaces retiring Justice David Souter. She is not expected to alter the court's ideological split. The incoming justice will be sworn in Saturday. The U.S. Postal Service is among those hard hit in the country's economic downturn. The agency appears headed for a $7 billion deficit by next month. Today on Capitol Hill, Postmaster General John Potter told lawmakers there may have to be some tough choices. NPR's David Green has details.
The Postal Service may be known for toughing out bad weather, but this may be the perfect storm. Americans are relying on email and sending far fewer letters. And in this economy, big businesses can't afford to send as many mass mailings. Postmaster General John Potter.
I think we've reached a breaking point with the recession, and that's why we're seeking to go from 6 to 5 day delivery.
Canceling most Saturday delivery is an option Potter brought up on Capitol Hill. Independent Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman said lawmakers have long opposed such drastic cuts.
None of us want to close any postal facilities. None of us want to go to 5 day a week delivery as opposed to six.
But Lieberman said there's likely no other choice with the Postal Service losing so much money. David Green, NPR News.
The website for the popular social network Twitter was attacked this morning by hackers and temporarily shut down. The site is now back up, but many visitors are still finding it inaccessible. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Ashton Kutcher, Paula Abdul, and other Twitterverse celebrities must be finding something else to do, at least while the company recovers from the cyber attack that disabled the site for much of Thursday morning. Some are finding Facebook and LiveJournal sluggish today, too, in what may be a related attack. These are the latest in a series of high-profile hackings that hit such websites as Gawker earlier this week. Twitter was overwhelmed by what's called a denial-of-service attack. That's when thousands of junk messages crowd out real people trying to use the service. Twitter's had its share of security problems recently. Reportedly, the company is going through a major security overhaul. In the meantime, people can talk on the phone. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
On Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 25 points at last check at 92.56. This is NPR. NATO reportedly says at least four more American troops have been killed in western Afghanistan, bringing to at least 15 the number of Western forces who've died in that country in the last 4 days. These casualties come off an especially bloody month for international forces. 75 troops lost their lives in July in Afghanistan. More than half were American. The Federal Aviation Administration has ordered airlines to make modifications on their Boeing 767s to decrease the chance of mid-air explosions. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Airlines are being told to install automatic shutoff systems on the jet's fuel pumps. The fear is that under certain conditions, a pump might ignite the explosive gases in a fuel tank as it empties out. Such an explosion is not known to have happened to a 767, but a similar situation is believed to have destroyed a 747 jumbo jet off the coast of Long Island in 1996. Since that accident, the FAA has taken a closer look at the dangers of explosive air and fuel mixtures in empty fuel tanks, and Boeing, which makes the 767, advised airlines 2 years ago to install the fuel pump shutoff systems. The FAA order now makes that fix mandatory. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Britain has buried its last surviving veteran of World War I. Harry Patch died July 25th at the age of 111. Today, hundreds, perhaps thousands of people line the streets of Wells to watch Patch's flag-draped coffin carried to Wells Cathedral in Somerset. It was an emotional farewell for a man who had returned from the Great War to quietly live out his life as a plumber. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.